To you. Wow, wow. After yesterday's show, we figured that would be a perfect song to start today's show. Good segue, Mike.
It's Opie and Anthony. I want to say hi to everyone that joined the Tuesday Night Hummer Club last night. Congratulations.
Congrats, you're in.
Now we have hundreds and hundreds of members.
Yes, we do.
Man, what a day yesterday, huh?
Yeah, thanks for all the
feedback and email and phone calls
and faxes. It looks like
everyone enjoyed yesterday's show.
Laura was a big hit.
Mm-hmm. She enlightened the people with her sexploits.
And had that couple on the air
mm-hmm.
that finished one of her little techniques.
And then came back on the air with us.
And the guy was just flabbergasted.
He was blown away.
Literally.
It's a technique.
Yeah, literally.
It's a technique from her new book, 52 Invitations to Great Sex.
And she left with a
couple of loose ends, like, because
she wants, obviously, people to buy her book.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't tell us
what some of these things are. You know, like what the couple did yesterday that made the guy, like, totally have this remarkable orgasm.
Right.
Well,
Anthony.
We're going to tell you.
Yeah, in my hand, Anthony, I got the page.
All right.
This is what the couple did yesterday.
Okay. How are you going to be able to read this, Opie?
What do you mean?
Can finesse around some of these words.
Yeah, we will.
All right.
We're going to do it later on in the show. We got... We, too, got to tease it a little bit. I mean, we're willing to give out the secret, but we need you guys to listen a little bit today.
Yeah.
So we will give away the secret of what the couple was doing that had the guy just freaking out. And we also, I think... can find the whole thing about the blue balloon from yesterday's show.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
We still got to find it, but I think we know where it is.
Some reason.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, there it is.
The blue balloon, number 41 in the book. We'll give away this too today.
Yeah.
Because we got to get back to our faithful listeners that
of course
stand by us day in and day out. So that's one thing to look forward to on the show today.
Let them have to wonder what happened.
Right.
Can't have that.
No. They waited 24 hours. Now they need the answer.
Right.
And we will do that. And I guess we're ready to rock and roll.
Yes, we are.
Are you and Carol all, you know, fine now, Anthony?
God, I wish the mics were up yesterday after we got off. What did we get off the air about, 7:25, 7:30 yesterday?
Yeah, something like that.
So Carol's on after us?
Yeah.
And she's waiting outside because she's not really allowed in here when we're in here.
No.
On the air. Cause
she was told to wait till we leave the studio, and then she was allowed to come in.
There's a little friction between Opie and Carol, usually.
Yeah.
And a general underlying friction between the show as a whole, being Opie and Anthony and Carol.
She just doesn't get our show at this point.
She really has a problem with Opie.
Yeah. She called me a meathead, I guess.
Yeah.
To everyone. She can't help herself. She runs around and talks about me.
Yeah.
She runs into everyone's office.
Mm-hmm.
And the latest is I'm a meathead.
Yeah. So now yesterday...
And she also thinks we're kleptos. So, you know, Sunday when we throw the Super Bowl party at one of our listeners' house...
Uh-huh.
She's telling everyone, you know, you better not win because Opie and Anthony will steal stuff from your place.
Yeah, we might steal something from the house, according
to... So I guess she's trying to have some fun with us, so we'll have fun with her back.
Yeah, it's all about fun. So, And then yesterday she comes in here and she unloads on me. I mean, I know she hates Opie.
She lets you have it.
But then she let me have it. See, we have a lot of newspapers around the studio. They're spread out all over the console here. I bring in my four newspapers. I have my little area right here. Little things that I clean up when I'm done with.
Uh-huh.
And I was just getting up. Laura Korn was leaving the studio. And Carol just unloaded.
Clean up this mess. I deserve a little more respect than this. This is a mess in here.
It's like, Carol, we're just walking out. I mean,
we're just finishing up.
Every time I come in here, it's a mess. Every time I come in here. How am I supposed to see... how am I supposed to see Eddie Trunk point at me and tell me when I'm supposed to talk with newspapers all over the place? How am I supposed to intro the next Led Zeppelin song and say WNEW with all these newspapers all over?
Like, oh my God, she's ragging me.
She just lost it on you.
She got all pissed and then she's giving Laura Korn crap.
Yeah, our guest. Our special guest. Our favorite guest.
And we were still in the process of leaving. Like, Rick hadn't even come in to clean everything up yet or anything.
Right.
You know, we were just getting everything out of the way from running late.
Mm-hmm.
And she unloaded.
I don't have to walk into this. So she just gave us hell.
Mm-hmm.
Gave you hell.
because he doesn't acknowledge me anymore.
No, no. So, she's all mad at me now, too.
Like she needs a lot of area for her show prep. What is her show prep?
Naps.
IQs? What is her show prep, really?
Eddie has to point at me, and I have to go, dibidoo in a dibidoo.
That's what she does, gang. We're just telling it like we see it. She has someone run the whole damn board, play the music and everything, and this poor sap, Eddie, who's known in this city for being a rock and roll DJ, has to point to her to tell her when to talk.
I mean, you know, if that's what you're doing, fine. But she just gives us hell like that.
Do you need a clean area to do that? She acts like she needs all this counter space to prepare her breaks or something.
I can't see when newspapers piled up. You people are in here annoying me. I can't get the lid out.
And then she's all pissed because Laura Korn was using her mic.
She goes, yeah.
Is this girl all naked using my mic? Naked? Listen to our show. It had nothing about some slut hanging out with Opie and Anthony. We learned a lot about sex yesterday.
That was months ago.
That was months ago that we had that naked slut on your chair. So there you go.
Yeah, she was a little annoyed yesterday.
At you, for once.
I don't know. I thought she liked me, hated you, but I guess now...
She tells everyone that she really, you know, she doesn't mind you, that I'm the problem.
Yeah.
So.
You're the Antichrist.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll be back after this. 1027.
All right, we're ready to rock. Fax line 212-957-WNEW. Request line 212-757-1027. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Collective Soul from Dosage. That's heavy. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
And we're getting so busy already, I forgot to tell you what song to listen for this hour. Later this hour, when you hear All Along the Watchtower by Hendrix, be the 10th caller to win a $50 multi-sport passport to Chelsea Piers, and you'll qualify to have a Super Bowl party at your house. We're doing that Sunday.
God help us.
We're a little scared about this concept they came up with down the hall, but we're going with it. We're just hoping we get to go to a cool listener's house.
I'm like, be sitting there watching the game. All of a sudden, the cops bust in because I'm sitting on 2 kilos of coke.
Oh, what? We didn't tell you? Yeah, Opie and Anthony brought it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Some husband comes over because we're at his girl's house.
These are the guys.
Oh. Plenty of nightmares can happen.
Well, we can't back out now. This Sunday, we will be at one of our listeners' houses with a 53-inch Sony projection screen TV watching the big game, the Super Bowl. The big game? Did I say the big game?
Yeah,
the
listen,
Super
man.
Bowl.
Missing for like a week. Stuck in the basement of some house, chained up, while some guy goes, bring out the gimp.
Oh, Opie, this is a great idea. Boy, I know you can't talk, Opie. You got the rubber red ball in your mouth.
This could be the wackiest thing we've ever done in our radio careers.
I hope we're okay.
I think we'll do just fine.
Yeah.
We got a lady on the line here. She got really hot and worked up over our show last night, Anthony.
Ooh.
We had Laura Korn in, our favorite sexpert. And I don't think many people turned off the radio yesterday.
Very hard to turn off.
That's the impression we're getting through the instant feedback, the email and the faxes and the phone calls. But this girl was so worked up, she ran to Barnes & Noble to get the book. So let's talk to her, see what she's all about. Hi, who's this?
It's Carrie.
Carrie, I heard you got really worked up listening to us last night.
Oh, yes. Car ride home.
There we go.
And then I get home, have the guy turn it on, listen to it, and we hopped in the car and went to Barnes & Noble and bought the book.
Get out of here.
Wow. No joke.
Did you try any of the techniques in the book?
Oh, yeah. We tried the velvet tongue, whichever one. I think that was it. Number 5.
That's one of our famous ones, the velvet tongue.
The honey and the herbal tea.
So you guys are driving to the bookstore. You're all worked up and everything?
Of course.
All tingly.
Of course.
Wow.
Not only checking out Laura Korn's book, but all the other ones that were there, too.
Very cool. Now, so did you guys get off last night?
Of course. Well, he got off more than I did.
Was he really into it?
Yeah, definitely.
More than usual?
Definitely.
Now, explain the velvet tongue, because this is one of her better techniques.
Okay. You got to get herbal tea, honey, and a naked man. That's how she describes it in the book.
All right, now be careful how you explain it. Go ahead.
Okay. And then you have to heat up the tea, whatnot, put the honey in the tea, and then just start from the top on a man's face and work his way right down and start doing the hummer thing.
Right.
You have to keep drinking the tea throughout the whole thing to make sure your mouth's hot.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And then if you want, add a little honey to his private part, however you want to word it.
Hot and smooth.
Exactly.
And he just went...
Very stimulating, he says.
He went nuts?
He went absolutely nuts.
No, it also works, I hear.
What?
I hear, because I know Anthony's ready to pop in here. You alternate between the warm tea and like a cold liquid.
Hey, I'll have to try that next time.
All right.
Alrighty.
But it worked for you.
It did.
Awesome.
Right. Thank you very much, guys.
All right. I'm glad we can help.
Yeah.
Now, you guys are officially members of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club, too,
yes.
I guess. Was that the first time for that?
That was the first time I've ever been listening to you guys was last night.
Oh,
I just got introduced to you guys because I moved into a new office, and the guy I'm rooming with listens to you guys constantly.
Oh, we're doing this type of stuff every day. Pass the word for us.
Now we're always listening.
All right. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Man, we got to get the word out on this damn radio show.
First time she listened.
That pains me.
I know. God, you'd hope people have been listening for a while, and you'll get that big reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's okay. They're coming aboard, Opie.
Slowly but surely.
Yes.
We're building our little army.
Yes.
All right. We're getting lots of requests for Stephen Lynch songs today. Oh, wow, look at this. It's Opie, it's Anthony, and it's Carol Miller in the studio with us.
Wow.
Hi, Carol. How are you? You want to intro the next record for us? Make nice with us?
Are you going to let her intro the next record?
Yeah, give her that mic over there.
Okay.
All right, Carl, whenever you're ready. Oh, forget it. We'll do it ourselves. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. Jimi Hendrix. All along the watchtower, it's Opie and Anthony. That was the song you had to be listening for this hour. You qualify to have a Super Bowl party at your house where we bring the 53-inch Sony projection screen TV. And I think we have the winner on the line here. Hi, NEW.
Yeah, this is John from Queens.
Hey, John, what's going on?
Yo, man, you guys are the best.
Hey, thanks. You're our latest qualifier.
Oh, great, man. Every day I go to my second job. My first job's NYPD. I don't make enough money over there, so I got to run two jobs. Compliments about me. I listen to you guys all the time, man. You guys are the best.
Hey, thank you very much. We'll just spread the word, you know?
Excellent. No problem.
And make sure all your pals realize that we don't support cop killers here at NEW.
Excellent. You guys are the best, bro. Keep it up.
All right. Hold on the line. You have won the $50 multi-sport passport to Chelsea Piers, and now you're qualified to have a Super Bowl party at your house. That means Anthony and I would come over your house with this 53-inch screen TV from Sony, and we would just have a blast. So good luck on that, okay?
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Cool. Nice guy.
Yeah.
All right. Good deal. I got Stephen Lynch all queued up and ready to go here. People can't get enough of our pal Stephen Lynch, another fine guest on our radio show.
Jen doesn't like this song.
Jen doesn't like... Why?
Well, she's, you know, likes cats.
Well, I got cats.
And kittens and everything.
I got cats. You got cats.
Yeah.
There's still some humor in this, I believe.
Automatically entered.
It's that simple.
Just log on to WNEW.com.
And cute little spot you did there.
What?
Come on, let me hear it one time live, please.
$5,000! I'm a hack.
How many takes did you have to do?
Come on, that was one.
One take, Ant.
Oh, yeah.
That's cute. Cute little spot.
Oh, no.
We're having fun today. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. Checking out another track from Up. That's R.E.M. and Lotus. It's Opie. It's Anthony.
Hey.
And for this break, we brought in Mark from production because he's brought up some interesting points about video games. I must start, though, by saying thank you to Rob David from Morganville, New Jersey. I got into NEW today, Anthony, and I opened my mail.
Yeah, I see.
And he sent me the Tomb Raider 3 Adventures of Lara Croft, All Secrets Exposed.
There's some pictures of Lara in there.
Look how hot she looks.
There's one like she's naked. She's squatting on a chair or something.
Well, that was pretty good right there.
What a digital rack. That's something.
She's the hottest animated creature since Jessica Rabbit.
It beats Ms. Pac-Man.
Oh, there it is. That
yeah,
one?
look. It's all shaded, so you can't really see her vitals, but she's looking hot after a hard day of combat.
Yeah, if you're a faithful listener to the show, Anthony and I are pretty much hooked on games. I got the PlayStation. I'm doing Tomb Raiders 3. And Anthony, of course, is the Half-Life master at this point.
Half-Life is my life.
He's a multiplayer online mother hucker.
They call it Half-Life, but it should be
no
full life. Or no life. Yeah, you spend all your life playing it once you get it.
Well, this is where Mark comes into the discussion from production. Mark came in and you're losing it. You're addicted or something.
I got this as a Christmas gift. Now, I've never been a game player.
Yeah,
I've always been into like photo design and web page and that sort of thing. Get the game, play it for a couple hours the first week, try to get the hang of the keys, the buttons, the moves.
Yeah.
It's 4 or 5 hours the second week. Suddenly I finish the first level, kill off all the aliens, go, this is cool.
Yeah.
Suddenly, it's gone from a game now to an obsession.
See? I warned you.
I get home late.
Yeah.
I talk to my wife for a couple of seconds while the computer boots up. Play it till I go to sleep.
Yeah.
Wake up in the morning, because I've thought about it now for 6 hours and sleeping.
Of course.
The next move. Play it for that half hour. I can catch another train.
I don't have to be to work on time.
For me here.
Yeah. It's
but
so...
You reach that crossover point.
But you're still getting sleep, right?
Very little, but
yeah.
It's
okay. Well, at least you're still sleeping.
It's in 3D now.
Right.
And while you're away from the game, all you're thinking about is the game.
Right. And so how to make that move.
How can I do this? I got to get up the ladder and onto the elevator.
Yeah. Right now in my head.
Every half-page website.
Uh-huh.
Half-life,
yeah. Every cheat sheet.
Yeah.
Don't want to do that.
No, you can't cheat.
Well, I got the cheat manual. I might have to take a peek. Because all day long, I'm like, okay, if I jump from the ledge to the other ledge with the cobra, now if I grasp onto the end of the ledge and then shimmy over, then I might have a shot at killing the cobra before he knocks me back down into the waterfall area. That's all I think about all day.
We were talking about this around Christmas time.
Yep.
I'm thinking, how can somebody be so obsessed?
Oh, don't even. have you...
Suddenly something snaps in the back of your brain.
Yeah, it does.
You're think about?
Fully immersed into this simulation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Have you gotten past some of the aliens?
Right.
Gotten to some of the grunts?
No, not yet.
The armed grunts?
No.
Oh,
I just realized that I am nowhere in the game level.
It's all real cute.
Perspective,
yeah. You're in Black Mesa Research Facility, and some experiment goes awry, and these aliens transport over into your dimension. And you're killing these aliens, and you got to help these scientists, and there's some security people that help you. It's all very fine and well. And then the army arrives, and to my dismay, I think they're going to help me kill some of the aliens. It's like, the scientist is like, oh, the military has arrived, you know, as I laid a crowbar over his head. And then I see the army. It's like, oh, good. Hey, guys. Hey. They're there. Wait till you see them. They're there to make sure no one leaves the place.
It's a very well-designed game.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
It's funny. Like you said it all, though. It starts out as a game, and it turns into an obsession where you're like, you know, I think I can survive on 2 hours sleep. You know, I don't need to eat breakfast this morning or brush my teeth.
Constant battle.
I think I could take the 8:40 train and be just maybe 20 minutes late for work.
Yeah. Oh, it's a rip. Well, God bless you. I hope you make it through.
Did you get the cobra yet? Are you?
No, I had to do this to myself. I haven't played the game in 3 days because I was really obsessed. My mind was racing at night. I'm walking down my hallway going, wow, check this out, man, 3D. I'm just like, my like visual senses are so sharp right now. I was like, check out the table, man, it's in 3D. Look how easy I could turn my head and look into the bathroom.
You shimmy down the hallway.
Yeah, right.
My wife is thanking Bill Gates from Microsoft. I haven't been able to play my Half-Life game since I tried to boot up Windows 98 on my desktop at home. It went into the laptop here.
Mm-hmm.
I put it at home. I got no sound.
Ugh.
And there's no conflicts of resources. There's no problem with the drivers. For some reason, no sound. I don't get a speaker icon in the corner. That's it. So now I got that problem before I could get back to killing.
I will guarantee
everyone that Anthony will get a new computer by, let's see.
By what, 6:30?
January 27th. You're not making it to Valentine's Day with your
you don't
current
think so?
Computer. No way in the world.
I'm looking at
I don't know how you're going to talk Jennifer into it, but I think a new computer is going to be arriving at Anthony's house very soon.
350 Mac Pentium 2. Yeah.
That's what she wants for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I know what Jen wants. Sure, she wants that 355.
Both want a hard drive.
Yeah, she's a dirty girl. Well, good luck to you.
Well, thank you.
Your marriage is really going to get strained toward the end.
I see that already.
It's a great observation. I came in here Monday. I had no idea what happened in the world because I did not turn on the TV for news or anything.
Little hint for you. When you get to the tentacle pit, crawl. He can't hear you if you crawl.
Well, see, I keep the TV on.
Yeah?
I've got the, and the radio.
Everything's
got
to be on.
I've got the game, I've got the TV. I can get all my info, my news. I know what's happening, I know what's going on in the world.
See, that's the problem with PlayStation. I have to give up the TV to play my game.
Didn't it kind of creep you out?
In Pip?
Didn't it creep you out, like, the first couple of nights you played going? After you went to bed, you felt like, I don't know. I felt all creeped out at the game. It gives you this whole atmosphere that... You almost feel bad.
It's just too real.
It really is bad, yeah.
What happened to the cute, like, Mario Brothers game?
Yeah, like, I thought it was going to be fun to shoot one of the scientists.
Yeah.
So I clip him in the leg, and he runs away all scared. He's like, oh, I'm injured! And he's, like, running off, and I felt like, hey, wait, I'm sorry. You know, I really felt bad.
Hey, what do you got, man?
On your, tell Anthony to go to his control panel and systems. He can remove his present sound card configuration. Rerun the auto setup, and it'll reconfigure it.
Really?
Yeah.
Tried it.
In the butt.
He tried it.
Did you really?
Yeah. I got one of these damn Packard Bells with the Wind modems with the sound card on the modem card.
Totally. It's an old model.
I'm going to gut it with a spade shovel. I'm going to replace all the cards with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, and it'll tell you it's no conflict. Meanwhile, you're damn well sitting there knowing there's a conflict.
There's a conflict. There's a game I can't play. I'm in conflict.
It's a conflict.
It's a conflict. All right, man.
You
thanks.
Can try it by looking for a new modem. Select a generic modem and then try to reselect the sound card.
Thank
it
you, Miss.
Pick it up and work.
Thank you, Mr. Wizard.
Good luck.
Hi, man. One more real fast. Hi, N.E.W.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I was listening about the sound card.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
I had the same problem when I went from Windows 3.1 to Win95, lost my sound.
Yeah.
It turned out that I needed a new sound card because it didn't recognize the sound driver.
Yeah, that figures.
So I had to get a brand new one, load it up. Put it, took out the old one, put the new one in, and 2 seconds later, got the sound, got the little speaker on the bottom, and no problem after that.
Yeah, well,
so I don't know if you need a new sound card because it's not recognizing. But
maybe that's
suggestion.
It. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you for participating. We're taking all the calls here on Computer Show with Opie and Anthony.
NetCenter at netscape.com.
Visit NetCenter today and get free email for life.
Hey, Dennis from Coca-Cola, driving the big rig. Your wife says hi, and she also says you'll be a member of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club in the very near future.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're giving personal messages. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. Latest from the Goo Goo Dolls. Off Dizzy Up the Girl, that's Slide. Good afternoon, it's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
Want to once again welcome all the new members of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club.
Yeah.
They like to check in on Wednesdays and brag. I think Wednesdays are a better day than Tuesday because a lot of people join the club on Tuesday, but then on Wednesday they need to brag.
Well, that's how guys are, of course.
Us. Well, I got a fax from a lady that wants to brag.
She does.
Yes.
Right, I like that.
Says, dear Opie and Anthony, Hummer Club member announcement. First, I just want to let you know that I think it's a shame that the men out there are not being orally gratified more often.
Well, we'll agree.
The sun rising or setting is usually the only reason I need to want to savor my boyfriend Dave. It was admittedly amusing, however, as I was strategically positioning myself over him last night to suddenly be able to say, honey, welcome to the Tuesday Night Hummer Club.
Oh, man.
I was hooched enough, as it was, by making sure he was being wah-wah in front of a mirror. But to also be a member of, but to also be a Hummer Club member maker was a bonus. I always look forward to hearing the personal recap your listeners provide on the Wednesday drive home. Hint, we're usually listening from 4:30 to 5. Kudos to both of you. Love your show. Keep it up. Some pun intended. Sincerely, T.
The mirror thing's cool if you don't have to look at your face, you know? Like, occasionally you look over and, you know, get a different perspective on things, but if you don't want to see your face going at it. Making all those dopey faces.
Yeah, gotta see yourself making the orgasm faces.
Making the faces of love.
You ever just look at your wife or girlfriend and just start laughing?
No, that is not the right thing to do.
Well, the faces we make in the moment, it's just damn funny. If you
throes of passion.
If you take a step back and just look at the face that is being made, it's pretty damn funny sometimes. Well,
the whole package looks pretty silly when you really get down to it. But yeah, the faces are not ones you want other people really seeing and remembering.
No, of course not. Well, yesterday, everyone is talking about Laura Korn and her lovely advice that she gave everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give away one of her secrets today because you guys are begging for it. If you were listening yesterday, we had a couple that Laura Korn talked to off the air. Laura gave this couple one of her techniques from her new book.
Yeah.
The couple tried it out, and what happened, Anthony?
When we talked to them after they did it, the guy was completely exhausted. And just in that whole post-orgasmic haze,
mm-hmm.
he wasn't even coherent. And the girl was just a giggling, happy gal that she made her man feel so good. It was great.
It was very great. And then we asked the guy if it was the best one he ever had. And he said, without a doubt it was.
It's called...
It's called Stand Back. I don't know how big this damn thing is going to get.
Now, I don't even know what this is. I don't even know what this is yet.
Anthony, I haven't even opened it yet.
I know. I haven't read it. I don't know.
I haven't opened it yet.
She wouldn't tell us.
Now, you know, we're going to give away the secret, but we need you guys to listen a little longer. That's all. That's all we ask from our little radio show.
Yeah.
And you might have a friend that was listening yesterday, and you guys have discussed, you know, man, what did that girl do to the guy? At this moment in time, it would be cool to, you know, call that friend and tell him to listen to the radio because we're giving away the secret in the 5 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
I think that's cool. And we're still trying to find out what the whole blue balloon thing was all about.
Yeah.
We're going to try to find that as well and give you that one.
I don't think I get that one, Opie.
Well, she kind of explained it, but not really, right?
Yeah, and it's kind of ridiculous.
Right.
I think.
All right. Well, we'll get to that in a little while. Later this hour, when you hear Aerosmith, Big 10-inch, be the 10th caller at 212-757-1027, and you'll be our latest qualifier to win a Super Bowl party at your house. That's where Anthony and I go with a 53-inch Sony TV to your house. We show up with the beer and the soda and the food, and we watch the game together.
Yeah, we hang out at your house.
Yeah.
Great, freeloaders. Well, we're bringing cool TV and
it's gonna be great. All we ask though is if you're like a serial killer or something, please don't participate in this particular, you know, contest.
Yeah, we're kind of fearful.
There's other contests out there that you could participate in, but this one we'd like you to stay away from.
All of a sudden we walk in, it's like, what's the smell in this house? It smells like dead animal. Let me show you my basement. You can help me dig the next hole.
Yes.
We don't want that.
If you deal coke for a living.
Yeah, and you're going to be stashing your kilos under the couch we'll be sitting on when the cops bust in.
Yeah, this is not a contest for you.
Don't participate.
Please don't participate.
If you have a hidden room in your house with that the mask with the zipper over the mouth and the red ball that goes in your mouth, and you like using terms like time to bring out the gimp, don't invite us over.
No, don't participate in the contest.
NAW radio DJs Opie and Anthony disappear after going to a Super Bowl party. Meanwhile, we're in the basement.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, so stick around. Listen for Aerosmith. And if you got something for the show, you know what to do. Give us a call. You can fax us, 212-957-WNEW. And we were having a little problem with our instant feedback on the web. That is up and running now.
Yes.
This is a great feature for you guys. We got to explain this again because we are getting new listeners every day. If you're online, you go to the WNAW website and click on Opie and Anthony, our pictures, and there's a section there where you could just knock off an email right to the studio, and we're reading them as we're on the air.
Yeah, it's a great way to contribute.
That just rocks.
Isn't that great?
Oh, Who hooked us up with that website?
Man. it's Naked Lara Croft.
From Tomb Raiders 3. We found the website. I can't play the game the same now.
Naked computerized girl. Digital chick.
There's nothing better. 1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York, Everlast, What It's Like, and Aerosmith before that, Big 10 Inch. That was the song you had to be listening for to qualify for the Super Bowl party at your house. And Rick, who's this hour's winner?
This hour, Chris Brazite from Babylon.
From Babylon. Congratulations, Chris. You're in the running now for the party at your house. Anthony and I possibly going to your house with a truck full of beer and soda. We're going to bring the 53-inch Sony big screen projection TV, and we're going to have a blast.
The only way to see the Super Bowl.
Correct. And I think we're going to draw the winner on Friday, I would assume?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, very good. On the way, we are going to give away the technique from yesterday's show. We are reading up on it now, making sure that we read this right, because there's a lot of tricky language involved with this technique. It was a technique that the couple did on the show when Laura Korn was visiting us yesterday, where the guy got back on the phone and said, not only was it the best one he ever had, it was absolutely incredible, and his memory got really, really... huge.
Mm-hmm. So shaft.
So we're going over that next, and next time we talk, we'll
throbbing.
We will give that away. Okay. Mm-hmm. We might have a celebrity do it. Maybe we'll invite I don't know, William Shatner.
Oh, who knows who?
Or the Dice Man, or someone. Someone's got to read it for us. Okay. Oh, and speaking of the Super Bowl, Anthony, I dug up a little ditty from the Opie and Anthony archives.
What do you got?
I got one of our Super Bowl pranks.
Oh.
These were brutal.
Green Bay.
When the Packers were in the Super Bowl, we called up Green Bay. We made believe we were a TV station.
Mm-hmm.
We got a schmuck on the phone and made him do some silly things, thinking that he was going to win Super Bowl tickets if he did all this stuff for us.
I didn't know they had this ridiculous accent.
Yeah, they got the Fargo accent.
Yeah, it's like Fargo, eh? Hey, Margie.
1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York. Pink Floyd on the Turning Away. Days of the New, before that, the Downtown. It's Opie and Anthony for your ride home. Hey, thanks for checking us out again. We definitely appreciate it. Thanks for all the feedback. You guys are great. Seems like the tides are changing a little bit, Anthony.
Yes.
We're starting to feel a little love with our radio show.
Well, don't get carried away.
I said a little. For the first 7 months, there was a lot of hate in the air, but seems like there's a bunch of people that are starting to dig the show a little bit, and we just want to acknowledge you. All right?
Well, yeah, it's just just takes a little time to get used to us.
It's an acquired taste. Mm. We'll be the first to admit that. All right. Where do we begin, Anthony?
Oh, my goodness.
Yesterday, we had Laura Korn in the studio.
Yes.
She's our favorite guest of all time. We've been doing radio together, you and I, for 5 years. We've had Laura Korn on, I don't know, 5 or 6 times.
She's a sexpert.
Sexpert, we'd like to call her.
Yeah, she comes up with these new, innovative ways of having sex with your favorite partner. And usually it's something a little out of the ordinary, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
A trick that's interesting,
mm-hmm.
something that feels real good, spontaneity, and things like that.
She's great at spicing up relationships.
Yeah.
Instead of the same old thing over and over again, she comes up with new and inventive ways to do the nasty, basically.
Right.
Her latest book is 52 Invitations to Great Sex, and she just was absolutely wild yesterday. To order her book, by the way, a lot of people standing by for the number, it's 1-800-547-BONK. 1-800-547-BONK.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were listening yesterday on the show, she took a couple aside off the radio and described one of the techniques that you can find in her latest book to this couple. And then we checked in with the couple a half hour later. The guy could barely speak. The girl was happy. The guy was happy. He said it was the best orgasm he's ever had.
Yeah.
The best Hummer he's ever had.
Kind of amazing.
Just happened to be on Tuesday night. So, and they became members of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone after the couple left the show were freaking out, wondering what this girl did to this guy to get this type of reaction.
Yeah.
And now Laura, I understand, she needed to sell some books, so she didn't want to give the trick away.
She leaves it a mystery.
But we have a feeling that we probably sold Laura Korn about 10,000 books yesterday.
And our listeners are important to us, so we're going
to
tell.
Yeah, we need to give a little back to our listeners for sticking by us. So I got the technique in my hand here, Anthony.
Okay.
And we're going to read it to the ladies.
Right.
Now, there's a lot of language in this that could get us thrown off the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So remember that old game, Ad Lib? Was it Ad-Lib? Mad-Lib.
Mad-Lib,
right?
Yeah.
Mad-Libs. We need to come up with a another name for penis.
All right. I could come up with one, I guess.
All right, what do you got?
I don't know, just read.
You'll come up with it?
Yeah, just pop up with something, I guess.
All right. Here's the technique from yesterday's show. Your invitation, ladies, is quite mysterious this week. You're asking your lover to bring a tie and a tray to the bedroom.
All right.
Set them aside at first. You won't need them for the long kisses and mutual striptease that begin your evening. Just kidding. Well, once you're both warmed up, ask him to turn around while you blindfold him with the necktie. Sure, men are visual creatures. They like to see you having sex. But this time, you don't want anything to distract from the rather intense physical sensations you have in store. And you don't want him to know when they're coming.
Uh-oh.
Have him lay on his back and place the tray on the bed next to him. Go to the kitchen for your secret ingredients, hot and cold.
Uh-huh.
That is a mug of tea or some other hot liquid and ice cubes swimming in a glass of water. Put them on the tray. Now, play with his...
Oh. Snuffleupagus.
And his mind. That's the word you came up with?
Well, yeah.
That's cute. All right. Squeeze his...
Snuffleupagus.
Draw his
Snuffleupagus
into your mouth. Tease it the way you might on any other night. Then invoke the magic of the velvet tongue. Take a sip of hot tea and let the warmth flood your mouth. Don't swallow it at all. Try to hold a bit of steamy liquid as you plunge your lips past the
Snuffleupagus
of his trembling erection. Oh, a sigh escapes from your lover as the unexpected warmth envelops his most tender part, his...
Snuffleupagus.
Like a flame under a kettle, the few minutes of added heat brings him to a simmer, but before he could boil over, pop a half-melted ice cube in your mouth and dive back down the length of his...
Snuffleupagus.
His entire body will twitch with the shock. He'll gasp as his wah-wah rise off the bed...
What, his buttocks?
His buttocks rises off the bed. Just a few seconds is all you need, and probably all he can take before you switch back to your overheated mouth. This battle can go on for quite a long while. The warmth draws blood to the surface, swelling his already engorged...
Snuffleupagus.
The chill keeps him from coming,
To your aid
right.
And helping you with making more tea.
Exactly, that's what I meant to say. The control, needless to say, is all yours. The pressure will build through several cycles of this exquisite torture until he's ready to wah-wah his wah-wah. This, of course, is the exact opposite of the condition for which those boys needed a cold shower. They used to call it blue balls, remember? Well, I have a name for this kind of explosive super orgasm. Snowballs.
Ho, ho, ho.
Frosty had them, too, which just explains why he was such a jolly, happy soul. So there you go. There's the technique.
It's a hummer where the girl uses hot tea or something and alternates with cold ice, like ice cubes in water, and you're blindfolded.
That adds to the sensation. The tie. Blindfold your partner.
All right.
There you go.
Give that one a try.
That was what all the hype was about yesterday. I wonder how many people are racing home right now to try that.
Try that out.
If you try it before 7, please give us a call.
1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York, Metallica. Turn the page from Garage Inc. and Van Halen 2. It's Opie and Anthony. Hey, and look who has entered the studio here.
Ben the Fag.
Ben the Fag has made it back into the studio.
What's up, Ben?
Nothing.
Hey, we were looking for you.
Picture here.
Now listen.
Yeah, look at that.
Now listen, you know, before your boss Roger gets mad, we forced you into the studio. Because I'm hearing rumors you're not allowed on our show anymore.
Well, no, I told Rick to ask permission.
You have to ask permission to come into the studio now? How come the people we like to have in here aren't allowed in here?
Mm-hmm.
And then other people like that come in here and annoy us
Just walk in.
Yeah. Don't take that personally. It's not,
we have fun with Ben the Fag. Because he just puts his foot in his mouth all the time. You might remember Ben was in here about a month and a half ago just relating a cute little story how he was hanging out with guys that he thought were girls.
They were transvestites.
Transsexuals.
Please. Yeah, right. How do you know?
It was the night of the Christmas.
How do you know they were transvestites or transsexuals if you said you didn't get their pants off?
They had boobs.
So? You ever see chicks with... You're a mess, man. He says that every guy was looking at him as he's leaving this bar with these three girls,
yeah,
saying, wow, look at that guy leaving with the three hot chicks. Meanwhile, we all know they're looking, going, look at the guy leaving with three guys.
Yeah.
Just like a girl.
And this was after our Christmas party, and Ben was very liquored up, yeah, very horned up. And you finally figured out they were guys when the guy was stroking your leg.
Yeah, about an hour into that. That was when we went to the second bar.
Right. And then you guys were making out or something. You felt the razor stubble.
Nothing happened.
Come on, man. Nothing happened.
Nah.
Well, now I get emails from fans that have heard me on the show.
Yeah.
They're emailing me here.
Well, Ben the Fag supposedly is actually not gay. It's a horrible nickname you have.
Well, it's just this whole thing floating around him. He insists he's not gay. His lifestyle that he tells us about isn't a gay lifestyle. No, I mean, he's out with girls all the time.
He brags about all the girls he's banging and stuff.
We haven't seen any.
We haven't seen
any. Says he does.
Yeah.
So we just call him Ben the Fag. He does live in the village.
Yeah.
But you know, who's to say what that means?
There's a lot of straight people that live in the village.
Of course. And he goes to questionable bars.
Yeah.
Which brings us to what he said the other day in the office. He's talking about a bar. Do you remember the name of the bar?
The Tunnel, I believe.
We were talking about the Tunnel again because a kid had died there.
Right, a kid had died there.
We were bringing that up. We were talking about that in the office.
And I said, Ben, is that a gay bar? And Ben goes, no, it's only about half gay. Now, I don't know, check me here, but if half the crowd is gay, to me, that's a gay bar.
That's a gay bar.
Like the bars I go to, I wouldn't say maybe 99.9% are straight, but it's pretty close. You know?
You know, let's bring the percentages down, too. If 10% of the people in a bar are gay, I would call that a gay bar.
Yeah. Yeah. And they say 10% of the population is gay.
Sure. All right, so 11% then.
11% gay bar.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because now you're over the standard for humanity.
So Ben goes, no, it's not a gay bar because only 50% of the people in it
are gay.
50%.
And that isn't a gay bar to you? Once again, Ben the Fag putting his foot in his mouth. But I guess his foot is better than other things that could be there.
Exactly. It's like I said, I got all these things like going against me. I live downtown. You know, I used to work on another different radio station.
Yeah, he worked with a jock that is known to be,
well, let's face it,
Rome the gay.
he worked with a guy that is gay.
Yeah, lives the gay lifestyle.
He's on New York radio, and he pretends to be straight.
Yeah.
I hate people who do that, but whatever.
Well, that'll get you thinking, won't it?
Another phony on the radio. Let's pretend we like girls.
And you worked for this guy?
Yes, I did.
Did he used to, like, you know, here. Oh, here, Ben. I dropped the cart again. Could you bend over and pick that up?
My friends forget about it, but he never
hit on you.
No, he never
hit on you.
No, but my friends, if I had friends in the studio, forget about it. It's disgusting.
Maybe he just likes straight guys.
To a show.
All right, so listen. So you're in this bar. It's 50% gay, but to you, it's a straight club.
Oh. Straight bar.
And then he tries to abuse Anthony and I by saying what?
What did I say? I don't remember what I say. I called you guys old farts.
Old farts because we're not going to a place that's 50% gay.
Yeah, because he's club and he knows the scene. He's trying to tell us, well, that's the scene, you know? 50% gay, I guess, is the scene. And he's like, what do you old farts know? Yeah, that's it.
Well,
it's because we're old, you darn kids.
Well, if that's what it takes, I'll just stick to sucking on some...
Pusky.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank you, Popeye.
If that's what it means to be old, you know what?
That's
I'm
right.
Stay right where I am.
Boy, I'm old. I just don't know about kids these days, you know?
Right.
I guess you all like, you know, one in the keister. I don't know. I guess I'm old. I don't know what's happening with young guys like you, Ben, in your early 20s.
And then Ben has to say that that the gay clubs are the places that have the best music.
What?
Yeah.
You've never heard that before when you bring a group of girls
yeah.
to a...
Here it is.
You've never heard a...
I just repeat that all night long.
Oh, yeah.
And you have the mating call of the homo. Right? You like that's the music?
Yeah, that's it.
Are you one of those guys that comes up with excuses? You're in this so-called straight club where half the place is gay, and then next thing you know, you're on the dance floor dancing with guys, and you don't know how that happened?
I don't know. I was just into it and dancing.
I was just sitting there, you know, minding my own business, you know, drinking my screwdriver. Next thing I know, I'm on the dance floor with a gay guy dancing.
All of a sudden, I'm drinking my Cosmopolitans, and then I'm dancing with a guy. But it's okay because I'm not gay. But I'm dancing with him, and we're dancing. So on the ride back to his place, I'm just saying I'm not gay,
right.
You know? So we're laying in bed, and I'm smoking a butt, but I'm not gay, and it's his butt. But,
Well, you know, I will remind you of the fact that way back when with the transsexuals. I don't dance, but my friend that was with me was, like, getting down with the transsexuals. I mean,
dancing?
No, he was getting down, like, you know, getting down with them.
Ben,
and I was sitting there.
You had your hand on his leg.
No, they had their hand on my leg.
And you didn't do anything.
And you can swear
And you thought it was a girl.
I did.
So you mean to tell me if a girl is at a bar with you rubbing your leg for 40 minutes, you won't make a move, but you're this guy who's always getting laid? It doesn't make sense. You obviously did something with this thing.
I did not.
You didn't feel the calluses? You didn't feel the calluses on the hand?
I have a witness to prove it.
Big Vienna sausage fingers? You couldn't tell?
Writing down his number on the back of a Teamsters card didn't tip you off, maybe?
We just find this shocking, man.
Shocking?
Yeah.
The phones, here we go.
Hi, N-E-W.
Hey.
Hey,
Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tag it.
Ben, we're not saying that we will look at you any different.
Hey, not straight. Because
I don't care.
Right.
You know, we don't care that you're gay.
But if you need to confess, just confess it on our show.
But this whole thing, how he's always going out with chicks and stuff,
we don't see it.
All right, now, hey, dude, you still there?
Oh, I'm still here.
All right, now, I just need to ask you something.
Sure.
All right, you're in a club or a bar, and 50% of the...
I worked in the club, as a matter of fact.
All right, well, 50% of the people in the club are gay. Do you call that a straight club or a gay club?
Well, I call me getting the hell out of there. That'd be a gay bar.
Yeah.
You know the one down...
So when you went there, did you go in through the back door?
the one at the Basher Bronco promotion when you guys introduced me at the very end?
Yeah.
You know that one guy that, like, wanted to kick my ass because he was like, you guys, Opie goes, hey, it's Ben the Fag. And then that guy, big ass.
Well, there are people who aren't very open-minded.
Right. Yeah. Unlike you guys.
Well, it's just a tragic nickname. I thought Opie was a stupid nickname, but having Ben the Fag, I think, is worse.
Especially if, indeed, you are a straight guy.
Yeah,
having the nickname Ben the Fag is kind of tragic.
Horrible curse, man. Hey, what do you got, man?
Hey, is this the Baloney Bandit Rump Ranger Hotline?
Yeah. What do you got for Ben?
Oh, I was just curious. Did he wear his belt real tight? And was there somebody in the bathroom to help him, wash up afterwards?
Yeah.
Were there four guys sitting on a bar stool?
Yeah, that's how Ben knew he was in the gay bar when he walked up to the bar and a guy asked if he could push in his stool for him.
All right, Ben. Well,
all right.
So now everybody wants to talk to you, but we got to take a break.
Yeah. I'll probably get some more emails.
Can you stick around for more abuse, Ben, or do you have to go somewhere?
I'm busy preparing these Super Bowl parties for you guys and Steve's party.
Wasn't a gay bar? 50% gay.
The
jukebox is all Judy Garland and Bette Midler. But, you know, it's not a gay bar. Sure.
Even Black Earl is shaking his head at you, man.
So we left that place and went to the mine shaft.
Earl can prove the fact that I am straight. I'll figure that out.
Earl. Grab that mic.
When we were having sex the other night.
he didn't seem interested. Now, Black Earl.
Yes, sir.
How can you prove that Ben the Fag is actually straight?
I've actually seen him with women.
You have?
Yes.
These are not that he thinks are women. Right?
No, I mean, I've seen him in action.
Really?
See? Making the moves.
Well, that could just be a beard.
Yeah.
It's all fake.
Yeah, it could be just he's trying to come across like he's straight. Look at me, I'm with a girl. You know?
All right.
Well, we're still taking your word for it. All right? But you keep coming up with these wacky things like this, and we're just going to...
Hi,
Eddie W.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-oh.
If you are gay, would you be on the receiving end? I've been down at the tunnel, man. It's crazy down there. It is.
All right, you've been to the tunnel. It's half gay. Is it the gay bar or a straight club?
It's 50-50.
See?
It's a gay bar.
It's a gay bar.
Well, no, it is uncertain.
The women are hot, man. Some of the women are hot down there. They
are.
You've
got to be careful.
Exactly. You got to be careful.
Watch that Adam's apple moving up and down, huh? Hi.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, it's good. You have a good time, but you got to watch yourself down there.
And the girls with the names that could easily have been changed from the guy names, I'm Jackie. And I was like, oh, Pauline is my name. Pauline.
Anyway. Guys, keep rocking.
All right, thanks.
Take care.
Bye. All right, Ben, we're done with you.
Okay,
all right, Ben.
Thanks for my abuse.
A cute little story. That's great.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. We were going to play the Hermaphrodite song for Ben, but we're running really late. We'll play it.
Yeah.
We'll play it in a little while. Stick around. One of Stephen Lynch's songs that I think is Ben's theme song at this point. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. Black Crowes from By Your Side. Only a Fool. NEW presents the Black Crowes at the Beacon on the 25th of February and the 27th of February. Those shows are sold out. We will have some tickets in the coming weeks. And I believe there are tickets still available for the show on the 28th at the Beacon Theater. Black Crowes, Only a Fool. It's Opie and Anthony. We just had Ben the Fag in the studio.
Yeah.
And we wanted to play the Stephen Lynch song, Hermaphrodite, for Ben. Because he gets confused when he sees girls and boys.
Well,
He thinks he's with a girl, and actually he's with a man.
he says he's completely 100% straight.
Mm-hmm.
He says he goes out with women. And that's it.
Yeah.
Never gay. But I don't know. Everything he says is contrary.
Yes.
And he's always putting his foot in his mouth.
Correct.
It always depend on that.
And Stephen Lynch wrote a little ditty here.
Yeah.
And we're getting a lot of people emailing us and faxing us asking for Stephen Lynch's website. It's not a website that we've been giving out.
Yeah.
Because we give out his email address, and people are like, I tried that website you gave me for Stephen Lynch, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, it's not a website.
It's his email address, and it's simple. It's pushead@aol.com. pushead@aol.com.
You get the newbies that put that in their browser, you know?
All right, www.pushead.aol.com. It's not coming up! Oh, man, we were having so much fun this hour that, or the 5 o'clock hour, I should say, that we didn't qualify a person for the Super Bowl party at your house.
Oh,
sorry about that. And I know a lot of the faithful listeners are listening right now. They didn't flip to another stupid station because they heard a commercial. So let's take care of you right now, man. 10th caller at 212-757-1027 wins a $50 multi-sport passport to Chelsea Piers. And you'll qualify to have a Super Bowl party at your house. We'll draw that winner on Friday afternoon where Anthony and I show up at your house with a 53-inch Sony projection screen TV.
Cool.
1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York Collective Soul. Let's run off the Dosage CD. It's Opie and Anthony and Rick in the studio. Now, Rick, who's our latest winner for the Super Bowl party at their house?
Super Bowl party?
I know. It's been one of those...
thinking about Ben?
I was thinking about Ben the Fag, yes.
Super Bowl.
He's going to the Super Bowl party.
All right, Gerald Hedlund of New York, New York is the latest winner.
All right, and he's got, what does he get?
He gets the $50 multi-sport passport for Chelsea Piers.
All right.
Which is cool.
And then he's in the running.
And he's in the running for the Super Bowl.
His name is Hedlund.
That old gag.
Say hi to Steve and the boys down at the 70th precinct.
Yes, we do not support cop killers here.
No.
We've rehashed that enough, though. It's just so...
Yeah, ridiculous,
overdone. All right. Got a good instant feedback here from Scott from Lynbrook, Long Island. Opie and Anthony, my six-year-old heard your Popeye Pusky routine last week and wants to know why Popeye keeps saying Pusky.
Pops guy likes Pusky. What's the matzka?
Well, he wants to know any suggestions as to what to tell him about his hero.
How old's the Litzko lad?
6 years old.
It's like I told my Litzko nephews. When you grow up, you're going to love the Pusky. All strong sailormen love Pusky. Pusky, Pusky, Pusky.
Popeye, we've been over this a million times. We've had meetings. You cannot say Pusky on the radio.
I say Pusky when I wants to say Pusky. Because I'm Popeye, the Pusky man. What's the matter? Are you like Wimpsky?
No, I'm
not. A flameskin homosexual?
Yeah, you think Wimpy is a flaming homosexual.
Of course.
I don't get that one.
He's always trolling for free meat. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a burger today. That's some kind of line he uses.
Yes, yes.
That tries to get meat. Like Ben the Fag. Ben the Fag doesn't like Pusky. What's a matzka, Ben? I took scum out of my boat the other day.
Yeah.
All he could talk about was blowfish. Blowfish, blowfish. Fisk was the guy driving the boat. Well, blow me. Down. You also learns to likes Pusky, Ben. The joys of Pusky.
Ben is speechless, Popeye. He doesn't know what to say.
What's the matter, Ben? Never tried the Pusky? It's better than spinach.
Well, any advice for the six-year-old, Popeye?
Just sits him down and tells him when he gets colder, he'll know what Pusky is.
Okay.
I'm Popeye the Pusky Man. Where's me pipe?
There it is.
Skip it.
All right.
I'm off to get olives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a hot date with Olive tonight?
We're married now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still can't leave her alone.
Yeah.
With that Blutsko.
What do you mean?
Bluto might come over and tries to get a piece of Pusky. We've been fighting for years over that skinny bitch. You watch the early cartoons, the late ones, it's always the same. That whore's always out with Bluto.
I don't understand what you see in olive oil myself.
Well, you never seen her without her clothes gone.
And thank God.
She's got quite the Pusky.
Now, what does her private area look like again?
The sea hag. But it works like a sea urchin.
Yeah.
You ever see a sea urchin when you sticks your finger in it? That's what the Pusky's like.
Very nice.
I always think of things in nautical terms.
Did you take care of that that odor problem that olive oil was?
Low tide, yeah. She needed some Monska Stat 7s. cleared it right up. Smells as fresh as sweet pea. No more probs, Glumsk, with the pusky.
Okay. All right. Are you guys members of the Tuesday Night Club?
Yes. We were Chotska members again last night.
Yeah? How did it go?
She gave me a Hummer.
She did.
But I inadvertently ate some spinach quite beforehand. Shot her right through the hull.
All right.
Oh, that's a good Tomsk. I'm Popeye the Pusky Man. Thank you. I'll be off.
Yeah, there he goes, everyone. Popeye. Where's Anthony? I don't understand. When Popeye is on the show...
Why?
Anthony, you missed Popeye again.
Oh, my God. I was just out talking with Lois Lane. Was Superman here?
That old gag. That clever ruse.
It was someone left a pipe.
All right. Well, there's the answer to your question, I think, Scott.
I think.
All right. Hey, are we going to do Star Trek trivia before we leave here today?
Sure.
Now.
What's the matter?
We got to talk to our listeners. We like to do trivia every once in a while. We like to keep it fun, though.
We got so reamed yesterday.
We were doing Brady Bunch trivia. This lady calls up and asks the hometown of the Brady Bunch. She swears it was Verona.
Yeah, and that's just not true.
It was wrong, and we had to stop the contest because we weren't sure if it was right or wrong, and it was just a mess.
If you call with an answer to one of our trivia questions, or you call with how does this work again? Wait a minute. I have to come up with the answer to your question.
Yes. But make it fun for everyone. Then we had another person call up, and they said, what was the hometown of Carol Brady before she met Mike Brady? Ugh. Whatever happened to, like, you know, what was the name of the cousin? The dog or the doll?
You can make them hard, but at least know the answers and know that your answer is right.
Yeah, you can make them hard, but make them so people at home can play along.
Yeah.
Was there ever ridiculous. An episode where they explained what Carol Brady's hometown was?
No, who knows? This guy was on drugs.
But it just wrecked it, and now we're not sure if we could do this anymore.
So we'll try one more time.
We'll try one more time?
Yes.
All right. Here's the deal. We're going to do Star Trek trivia today.
Mm-hmm.
I believe William Shatner himself will be in the studio to give the answers. First person to stump Mr. Shatner with Star Trek trivia from the TV show.
Just
the TV series.
Just the original TV series. No second generation and no movies.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the first person to stump Mr. Shatner will win. Rick?
Ooh, he's got his little prize list over there.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Caught me off guard.
That's okay.
Hey, yo. I'm sniffing into the microphone. Hey.
I think I broke it. $50 multi-sport passport to Chelsea Pierce and qualify for the Super Bowl party at their house.
Okay, very good.
Let's end the fact.
So if you got a Star Trek trivia question,
yeah,
something we can play along with, please.
Yes.
Don't ask for the serial number of the ship or something stupid.
NCC-1701.
Wow, very good. I hope William Shatner's as good at trivia as
so do I. Oops.
All right, 212-757-1027. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. Eric Clapton from Journeyman, Bad Love. Bruce Springsteen from Tracks Before That and Seven Angels. It's Opie. And once again, Anthony's not in the studio, but we do have William Shatner.
Yes.
It's kind of strange how that happens.
Captain James T. Kirk. Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore strange new pusky.
Are you good with Star Trek trivia, Mr. Shatner?
I lived it. I know everything about Star Trek.
And you like Priceline.com, don't you?
I love Priceline. Of course. Name your own price. How can you lose?
All right, here's the deal. We got a bunch of listeners on hold here.
Yes.
Okay.
On your primitive telephone system.
Well, yeah.
I use my communicator. Aura. Aura. Oh. I must be out of a sales range or something. Damn thing.
Okay. Here's the deal. The first person to stump you.
Yes.
We'll win a $50 multi-sport passport to Chelsea Piers and qualify to have a Super Bowl party at their house. Are you ready for the challenge?
Yes, I am ready for your challenge.
Hi, Annie W.
Hello there. Who's this?
Opie and Mr. Shatner.
Hi.
Opie and Mr. Shatner. How are you guys?
Very well.
Dude, I've been trying to get in touch with you guys every day for like the last 2 weeks. I call you every day on the way home from work.
Well, now you have us, mister. What's your question?
I want to know who the first captain of the Enterprise was.
My predecessor. Also had Spock as a first officer. That would be Captain Christopher Pike.
Very good. Not too bad.
Thank you.
Thanks for trying.
All right, man. Thanks.
Hi, Annie W. Annie W.
How you doing?
Hello. Uhura, did you lose this man?
No, he's here.
Open a hailing frequency. Do you have a question for me, James T. Kirk?
Of course I do.
What's your question?
In the episode where the Enterprise was retrofitted with a combat-ready autopilot, what did they refer to the captain as?
Yes, I remember that one. The M5 unit was installed on the Enterprise, and it started lots of trouble, but they called me the Captain Dunsel.
Bingo.
Thanks for trying, man.
Thank you.
Hi, you got a question for Mr. Shatner?
Yeah, sure do.
Your question for me, Captain James E. Kirk.
Hey, James, remember when you were put on a planet with some kind of reptile-type alien to battle to the death?
Yes, I outwitted him by using basic compounds on the planet to build a cannon.
Yeah, that's it. What was the name of that race?
That horrible race was the Gorn. The reptilian
me.
Gorn creature.
Yeah, you got me.
I kicked his reptilian ass.
Sure did, man.
All right, thanks
Good
for
one.
Playing.
All right, bye.
Hi, Annie W.
Yeah. Yo.
Yes. Do you have a question for James T. Kirk?
Yo, how's it going, Captain Kirk?
Very well.
You fiddling around with Uhura there?
You just get to business, mister.
All right. That episode with Connor, with Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah.
What book did he quote from in the end of the episode?
I believe he quoted from Moby Dick.
No! You're wrong!
What are you talking about?
The
Moby Dick. Dropped his shields, fired phases. His face looked like Chucky.
Nope. It was Paradise Lost. Better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven.
Excuse me.
Excuse you?
I'm speaking of the movie.
No. You said the TV show. Sorry, Captain Kirk.
Guess I've been foiled again.
You've been foiled, dude.
I forgot.
By the way, I'm a weekly member of the club, dude.
I forgot I had dropped him off on Seti Alpha 6.
Yes, you did.
How could I be so stupid? Oh, you seem to have emerged victorious.
Wow, congratulations. What's your name?
Mike Molina.
All right, Mike, where are you calling from?
I'm in my car phone right now. I'm down in Eatontown.
All right, hold on the line. Rick's going to get info from you.
All right, man.
Perhaps I'll play him a game double or nothing of that ridiculous 3-level chess Spock used to play.
Oh, gosh.
How did I forget that? Gone. Once again, I'm foiled by Gone. Gone! Gone! Red alert! Lock on phasers! Klingon bastards killed my son! Gone! First, he tries to steal the Genesis device from me, and now he screws me up with a question. Have I not seen the last of Khan's treachery?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, fire! What the hell was that? Well, he's taking a hit.
Well, you did pretty well.
Damage report. All decks.
Holy Jesus.
I'm an aide of combat.
What the hell is that?
Oh, fire! Fire! Proton torpedo.
All right, well, there you go.
I got him.
Another round of Star Trek trivia. You did quite
but
well.
But he will never live to collect.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, The Cars, and Harvey Danger before that. Flagpole Sit-A. It's Opie and Anthony. I don't know, out the door possibly. If you want to continue with the show today, or you want to just leave at 7, or...
Sure don't want to ruffle any feathers around here.
God forbid.
God forbid we do that.
Everyone patiently waiting for the living legend to come on next.
Yeah. So yeah, we can't...
maybe we better step aside.
Taking up time and... that show, you know.
Yeah.
Don't want to do that.
Someone has something on line 3 here. Hi, N.E.W.
Hi, Opie and Anthony. This is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hey. Hi. I'm calling regarding your show yesterday when you had Laura Korn on.
I
was dying to know what that tip was when that couple was, she was giving her husband a Hummer.
Yeah. Right.
And what that move was, you know, stand back. I don't know how big it's going to get. What was the move?
What was the move?
Oh, yeah. This was supposed to be a technique that made the guy bigger than usual, and his orgasm was tremendous.
Exactly. Remember, he had no energy left?
Yeah. She shoved an air hose in his ass and pumped him up to 68 pounds per square inch.
No, really. See, I have a date coming up.
You sound
right. I was thinking about giving him a Hummer, and I wanted to use this technique.
Wait, a date?
Well, yeah, for the weekend.
Is this, how many dates have you been on with this man?
About 8.
Oh, it's
8?
Time. It's time for the Hummer.
She eats at 8.
She eats at 8.
She eats at 8.
She eats at 8. Wow, okay.
Are you like hot and stuff?
Yes.
Really?
Definitely.
So, how
good looking, slim.
How far have you gone with this guy in 8 dates?
Right.
How far have you gone?
Oh, how far?
Yeah.
Second base with a little
What's
grinding.
Second base again? I forget.
Second base is like touching down the... You've put your hand down his pants?
Not yet.
Has he touched your patch?
No.
What?
Oh, he's gone up your shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. Second base. Okay.
Yeah.
You got ample dairy, as they say?
Excuse me?
Ample dairy?
a good size.
You're sporting. it's 7 o'clock. It's time to get rude here. That's what we do.
Yeah.
No, I'm just curious to see how far girls go. I've been married for a few years, so I'm not sure what the dating seems like
I'm
anymore.
I'm fairly conservative, but, you know, when I'm ready, I'd like to give it my all.
Fairly conservative. 8 dates?
8 dates.
Over how long of a time period?
About 5 weeks.
5 weeks? The only guy you've been seeing in these 5 weeks?
What?
Is this the only guy you've been seeing in 5 weeks?
Yes.
Oh, she's ready to go.
Yeah, okay.
She's ready.
This is a bit of a commitment.
Yes.
God, this lucky bastard. Does he have any clue that this might be coming tonight?
I don't think he has any idea.
Is it going to happen tonight or?
No, Friday.
Oh,
Friday. And now what? Will you make the move on him or will you wait to see if he tries to make a move on you?
No, like, I'm going to make the move.
Oh, this guy is the luckiest man
alive.
So he'll just be sitting there thinking it's going to be another nice date where he might get to cop a feel.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden, like, what do you do? Do you reach over and put your hand there?
Yeah, what's the move?
Yeah, you know, it's throughout the kissing, then I reach down, and then I'll just start undoing his pants.
Oh, no!
Hey, dirt! Wow, I just got, like, that tingle in my stomach saying that. Like, you can imagine, you're just sitting there, all right, making out, you've done this before, hand of shit, feeling all worked up, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, wait, her hand, hey, she didn't do this before. Oh, and then the guy's probably thinking he's just maybe getting a little manual manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And then, you start out that way, and then what, you just, like, look him in the eye, smile, and go south?
Yeah, go south, you know, work my way down slowly, a little tongue action by the belly, and work my way down.
This is the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
She's done this before.
Yeah.
I wanted to make it extra special, and I wanted to know the technique.
Well, we gave away the technique in the 5 o'clock
hour. Extra special, that is extra. It's like, how do you make that better?
Yeah. I don't care what Laura Korn says. A bad one's a good one.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we'll let you in on the secret. Maybe you could use this down the road. I don't think it's good for a first one.
Yeah.
Because it's a little involved. You got to be boiling water and stuff. You make some tea or a hot beverage, and you have a cold beverage next to that, like a glass of ice water.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget about the tie, Anthony.
You use a tie to blindfold the guy. So he's naked in a chair blindfolded, so he doesn't know what's coming. And then you drink the hot liquid, and you, and then right when he's going crazy, You take a mouthful of the cold liquid, and then you and the temperature change like drives them crazy. And then you go on and off like that until, Eureka! She's a gusher!
That's the technique.
That's it.
She's speechless.
Actually, I'm on my cell phone. I think you guys are breaking up a little.
Oh, my God. We just gave away the secret. What did you hear?
I heard the hot and cold.
Yeah, you go back and forth like that with the guy blindfolded so he doesn't know what's coming.
That's excellent. All right.
But believe me.
I don't know if I'll do the blindfold right away because I think I'll, you know, it'll be a little overwhelming at first. But I'll try the hot and cold, definitely.
No, he won't want to be blindfolded. Not the first time. You want to see that. You want to look down and go, I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
Excellent. I just want also you guys to know that you guys are incredible, and I listen to you every day on my drive home.
Oh, no, you're incredible.
But, thanks.
But see, we got to get off the radio now because the living legend is next.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you have this thought now that you're getting off the air.
All right. Well, try that, and please call us back and let us know.
Yeah.
All right, I'll call you next week, let you know how it went.
Hey, great. Hey, Halls work pretty good, too.
Yeah, I heard that, and also Altoids.
Oh, the Altoids work?
Yeah, isn't that what Monica Lewinsky did?
Yeah, oh, that's right. She did do that.
Possibly.
We could talk to you for hours.
Yeah, I could. This is just great.
So will he be a part of the Hummer Club even if it's not on a Tuesday?
Oh,
he is part of the luckiest man on the face of the Earth Club. He doesn't even know. Oh, that whole thing.
No, honestly.
Excellent.
Not a clue it's coming at
you. Yeah, no, honestly, it has to happen on a Tuesday for him to join the club.
All right, but
I don't think he'll be disappointed if it happens on a Monday.
One more question.
Or Friday.
One more question.
Right. I'll let you know what happens.
Well, one more question, please.
Yeah.
Do you complete the act, let's say?
Definitely. That's the best part is the end.
All right. I'm done. See you tomorrow.
All right. Take it easy.
All right. Thank you.
That's great.
She's out of there.
She is great.
All right, Aunt.
Yeah. Time to move aside, Opie.
You sure?
Yeah, wait, let me get my vacuum out, dust rags. I got to clean up.
Yeah, Anthony, why don't you take some time to clean up the Living Legends area so she's got a nice work area.
Just vacuuming, making sure everything's just so.
If you weren't listening earlier in the show, the living legend yelled at Anthony because he left a mess. And she said she couldn't work in the atmosphere with everything thrown around the studio.
I hear newspaper gets windows cleaner with Windex.
Anthony.
Yeah, that's cleaning up real nice. Everything will be fine in no time. Don't worry. It'll be clean in here.
You need to vacuum a little more right over there.
Oh, yeah. I missed a spot. Oh, my God.
That's where she puts her pile of prep stuff.
That looks better. I think it's clean enough for Carol to do her show.
Yeah, the living legend up next.
All right.
I think she's practicing in the other studio. Would you like to hear?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you got that? You can pull that up?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay, let's hear.
Let's see. All right, she's getting ready.